Pineville. Alexander Stillman lived there on Penny Road, and he was the stepson of Fowler McCormick, and the McCormicks were the International Harvester McCormicks. So they were big wealthy family, and so the as land was being developed around there, an outfit called Centex bought a big chunk of property in South Barrington, and were trying to break it down because it wasn't in South Barrington, it hadn't been annexed to the village. Anyway, I decided to put an annexation together across a number of pieces of property, and it would end, you have to anchor it to something, and so I bought a piece of property on the far side of 59, a small piece of property, to anchor this thing. If you don't have it anchored to something, it can be disannexed. Somebody could buy it and disannex it. So anyway, I got, just by calling on the phone, I found Fowler McCormick out in La Jolla, California, and then he put me in touch with his attorney, and we put together an annexation. It was four or five pieces of property that ended up, anyway, it stopped this thing that was happening. They were trying to break down the zoning, the quarter acre stuff, and so it stopped it stone cold dead in the market, and I did it all by myself, and now it ended up being the subdivision known as South Barrington Lakes. That would have been, nobody really knows what it would have been had this not happened. So anyway, that was what I did in those days. I mean, they put me in jail now if I tried doing that now. But that's how much times have changed. Yes. So, all right.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Well, thanks for being in it. Thanks for being listening to my reminiscing. I really regret that it's turned out as little like it was intended. Mm-hmm. Anyway, write something interesting.
Yes, and this is the magazine that they brought you, some of the back copies for our collection, uh-huh. So I will be eagerly looking forward to the next issue. Where you are in it, Bill. So.
I've flown all over with Bill Rose, and I get, when I was in the Navy, I was sick when I got on board ship, and I was sick till I got off the damn thing. So in airplanes, I don't get sick in an airliner, but in with his stuff, so not, he has an island up in Wisconsin, the border between Wisconsin and Michigan, a big lake, very shallow. And so he called me one day and said he was going to go up there and spend the night. Had some reason to go up there, but I'd like to fly up with him. And so I said, sure. But it was a beautiful day. It was really a beautiful day. And he flies an amphibian, a plane that lands on the water. I think it was their Grumman's was the make, and they made four sizes. And so he's got one of the intermediate sizes. Anyway, so we flew up, and it couldn't have been a more beautiful day. I got sicker than a dog. So when we spend the night, and we're leaving the next morning, and I pull myself together, and he said, we've got to go up and get some gas. So we fly up to get gas, and to get gas, we have to circle around and around and settle down. By the time he lands the plane, I'm sick again. It's terrible. I mean, I always fly with a hat of some sort where if I have to throw up, I have something to throw up into. So I said, don't you have anything up here that I can drive home? Yeah, he said, I've got a Ford something or other that we could use back at in Barrington. So I drive home. It took me 4 or 5 hours to get home, and he was home in a half an hour. But so, all
right.